My name is Martin Abonge and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abonge. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to this new episode of your favorite podcast. This is your host, Martin, and this is episode 201, my friends. All right, so hopefully everybody had a good weekend. It's the end of the weekend. I mean, here, I think it's something like 11 p.m. or something. So depending on where you are, you still have a few hours to relax and everything before going back to work next week. So yeah, enjoy the weekend and have fun, right? So today, it might be a rather quick podcast, but you never know, you know. It's kind of a rant that I'm going to do today. You know, I told you very early in the podcast that you... You know, you can choose between different types of businesses, right? So you have different business models. And I do have a training on my blog about business models where I explain, how you make money with dropshipping, how you make money with affiliation, how you make money with digital products and stuff, right? So if you want to know that stuff, it's in there, it's free. You can sign up and you have access to a membership site where you have all the details in there. That'll show you how that stuff works. And then afterwards you can pick the right one for you. Okay. So that was one of the options of, you know, when you want to start a business. But even before that, you need to figure out if the business you want to start is a opportunity business or if it's a longevity business. So I don't know if you guys remember this. For those who haven't heard this podcast, basically an opportunity business is something that, I mean, you're not passionate about that stuff, right? It's just, there is this opportunity there, it's profitable, it's trendy and stuff. And you're like, nah, you know what? Let me get a slice of it. You know, everybody's getting a piece of the cake. You want yours. You don't necessarily care too much about the marketing question. You're just there to make your profit. Okay. And then you have the longevity business, which is, you know, something you're really passionate about and you want to do for forever, right? Or for at least like the next 5-10 years or whatever, right? So that's one choice you have as well. I mean, it's I'll say like the first one actually before you actually decide what kind of business model you want to use. You want to figure out, dude, do I want to am I going into this thing for the long haul? Do I really care about this stuff? Or it's just like a really nice opportunity. All right, anyway. So reason why I'm telling you this is because I have my my longevity business, which is, what we're doing here, my podcast and stuff. I'm very happy to do this and I can do that all day. And I do have a bunch of opportunity businesses, right? So, but I realized that there was a trend in some obscure field I don't know anything about. But I figured, I can automate that or I can outsource that stuff, and I can still make a little bit of money with that stuff, right? So that's the subject of the podcast today, is because one of my opportunity businesses, which is in some niche where, I mean, to be honest, I don't know anything about the niche in question. I really don't, but it's still working really well for me. So it's still going strong, but I'm not the one taking care of it because I'm the least qualified person to talk about it because I don't know anything about the market, right? So basically for this business, what I have to do is that I have to hire like a writer, for example, to write some content for me, okay? And so this is a true story. This is what I'm that's what I was doing today. So I've been hiring this new writer There's this site called iWriter.com, which is a very good site. You can get stuff written there for a really cheap price. And again, please don't get it written for your longevity business, right? So your longevity business is your passion, something you're more than happy to talk about yourself. You want your ideas and your personality in the content, right? So just do it for opportunity businesses where, dude, like you couldn't care less, right? So, you know, it has to be good content, but, you know, you're not really connected to it. Anyway, so I hired this writer and I asked the writer, I said, well, I need something written on this specific subject. And please, I want something like very informal and like conversational, you know, for the tone, because you can specify, all right? And the thing is that the dude sent me, so I got a bunch of people who actually like sent me back some articles that they've written stuff. And for some of them, it was actually really bad, man. I mean, even the first sentence, like the first two words were like mistakes and stuff. And I was like, dude, no. So I refused a bunch of piece of content. And then I got lazy. I think I got lazy. It's my fault, because I'm going to explain what happened afterwards. So I found this guy and he sent me a piece of content and I scanned through the piece of content. So I looked at the first paragraph and a little bit, like one sentence in the middle. I don't even know if I looked at a sentence at the end of the actual thingy. And I was like, nah, you know what? You're pretty good, my friend. Here it is. So I'm going to send you everything I have now, because I had a bunch of things to get written, right? So, you know, I got very lazy because I couldn't be bothered. Like, I don't like reading anymore. It's crazy. Well, this is the thing, you know, since, I don't know, at some point I really liked reading, but now I can't, right? So, for example, my books, I will listen to them. If there is an explanation, if I'm looking for something and there is a text and a video, I will watch the damn video, man. I don't like to read stuff. So, you know, it was like 3,000 words or something. I mean, I couldn't be bothered reading that stuff, right? So it's my fault, right? I'm asking someone to do something for my business. I should actually go and read that stuff, but I just didn't have the courage. And I figured, oh, you know what? This guy's pretty good. So I kept feeding him stuff. So when other writers were sending me something that I really didn't like, I said, well, you know what? Let's give it to this guy. So today I was going through the content, because at some point it has to be posted. So I had to give it to like my assistant and stuff. And I had to put some links in there, you know, like affiliate links and stuff. And I started reading through the content and I was like, oh man, oh gee. So this guy, remember I told him to use conversational and informal tone. And I mean, the sentences were like, oh, I shall not do something. And I'm like, dude, who talks like that? Nobody talks like that. And all of these sentences, you know, they, it's using like some really fancy, complicated words. Oh, myriads of possibilities. And I'm like, dude, who talks like that? I ask you to, you know, to create content that, you know, people want to read, right? So it's not for the, you know, Business Insider or Forbes or something. It's just a blog, right? So I want something where people are happy to read that stuff. So the thing is that I just realized this after validating all the pieces of content that this guy sent me back. I think he sent me like 6 or 7. I don't know how many actually he sent the guy. So I've been spending a few hours now going through the content and like correcting all that stuff, you know, to make it presentable for like, you know, a regular person. I mean, unless you're royalty or you're Shakespeare and stuff, who says I shall do this? Nobody says that. Or I shall do the same or something, you know, relating to a sentence before, like all these expressions that I don't like when people use that kind of stuff, you know? So, well, I'm stuck with these articles there, and I will have to rewrite them, and it sucks, man, because, I mean, I should have done my homework, you know? in the beginning. I should have done my homework. There are two lessons here. Is one, do your homework in the beginning, right? Because it's easier to get it right, you know, to get it right the first time than having to go and correct all that stuff. Because now I'll have to go through all these articles and read them and correct them. It takes forever. I might actually try to find someone who can do that for me, right? Because I really don't want to do that. But, you know, it's a good lesson for me. Next time, don't be so lazy about it and just read the damn stuff, right? Even though I don't, again, I don't like to read stuff. Second thing is, you know, as I said, people like dealing with people who are like them, okay? You want to relate to the writer. You want to feel that you have something in common with them. So don't try to sound like a professor or something, or some like a Egyptian pharaoh or something. That's pretty much what it sounds like. You know, I'm like, dude, who's been writing that? Mr. Fancy Pants is crazy. So anyway, well, I said I was going to rant, but I mean, who can I complain about? Like, I can't complain about anything. It's my fault. It's nobody else's fault. The dude wrote some stuff. I can't accept or reject the content, right? So my responsibility is to at least read it. I didn't do it. I paid the dude. He sent me a lot of content, and now I have to go through that stuff, right? So, that's what I've been doing today. I'm halfway in the third piece of content. I'm halfway. It's 11 and stuff. It's not like I'm going to publish that tomorrow or something. So it will wait until tomorrow. I'll just wait. I can't be bothered to do that now. And I need to think about how I can get rid of it and how I can get someone to actually go and do that stuff. Because, I don't know anything about the subject. And, I have other things to do, which is like my main, my longevity stuff, you know, what I like doing. And to be honest, you know what? I mean, I'd rather be outside or doing something interesting than doing this. All right. So anyway, that was the podcast for today. So these two lessons, do your homework, right? It's easier to get it right the first time than having to come and fix something just because you were lazy, okay? Don't do this. I know I shouldn't be doing that. I just did it, and now I'm paying the price. I can't blame anybody for it. It sucks because it's going to take me a lot more time, going through all these like 6 or 7 3,000-word pieces of content than telling the guy the first time, oh, you know what, dude? That tone you used, don't use that, right? And he would have done the seven or six pieces of content with the right tone and, like normally. But you know what? That's it. And the second thing, what is the second thing? Yeah, don't try to sound like a professor or something, all right? I mean, it depends on which business you're in, right? If you're in like diplomacy or something, you're not going to call people dude and bro and stuff, right? Obviously, you're going to use the Mr. Fancy Pantsy terms, right? But if you're not, if you have like your own blog, you want your personality to transpire from there, don't do that. Well, and obviously, if it's your blog, your longevity stuff, what you're passionate about, just write it yourself. You know, it's, and if you don't like to write, you know what, just shoot a video. That's what I'll do from now on. I'll just shoot videos. I don't like writing. I really don't. I did like writing. I've written a few books. I think I've written like 6 or 7 books or something. So I did enjoy at some point, but Jesus Christ. I mean, the process is kind of long. You have to write, and then afterwards you have to get it edited, and no. You know what, with a video, and the kind of videos that I do, because, you know, you'll tell me, oh man, you know what, with videos, you have to edit and all that stuff. Dude, I don't edit anything. It's just like my podcast. I'll just record, and I'll be like, yeah, that's Martin, here it is, bam, 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 damn it, it's done, and I put it on my blog, and then it's easier, So that's what I'm going to do now. And there might be people like me who like videos, right? So me, I can't target like everybody. I know some people like to read and all that stuff. So as much as possible, yes, I'd like to be able to give them something in writing. But, you know, it has to match with what I want to do, what I like to do, right? I don't want to feel like what I'm doing here is a chore, right? So it might spook a bunch of people. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's my happiness, right? If I have to write some 3,000 words and stuff and be miserable, and it will take me 3 days to write it, because I have to edit that stuff. I'm not an English speaker, right? So, you know, once I write something, I have to send it to you like a proofreading, they send it back, and I have to reformat it. It's just a lot of work, right? Anyway. So, anyway, guys, I will see you guys tomorrow for new adventures. And this was the podcast. Don't forget about the lessons. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Evonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff, and the more they will show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.